I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about the night. Paul McCartney is, as I said in my Facebook post, he is the maestro of joy and happiness. He loves what he's doing so much. You can tell that he's having a lovely time. You can tell that he loves telling the stories that he tells. He's indefatigable. He doesn't seem to have lost a step, you know, cavorting across the stage, hitting the notes. He sings Maybe I'm Amazed. And when you think of the high notes that he has to hit at that, almost at the age of 80 years old, Let It Be, he's behind the piano, he's doing guitar solos with the other guys in the band. It really, and it goes on for 3 hours. It's remarkable. It really, really is remarkable. And there, you know, there's a lot of emotion involved, especially for people of my age. You know, I watch him and I think of getting a copy of She Loves You when I was 5 years old. And I can't believe I'm watching him. I can't believe I'm seeing a Beatles sing Beatles songs. And this won't be a spoiler alert for a lot of people. He sings with John Lennon on stage. Peter Jackson, the man who put the Get Back film together, arranged a clip where Paul and John can sing together. And at one point, Paul starts the song and he turns around to face the screen where John Lennon is singing on the roof, and they begin to sing together. And I have to tell you, the lump in my throat was massive. As he gets older, he's becoming more emotional about these moments of his history. And frankly, I don't know how he does it, because the whole night is, there's a lot of visual film of him when he was a Beatle with the guys, you know, and he pays tribute to George Harrison. He plays a ukulele that George Harrison gave him, you know, and he's reminiscing about these guys who are no longer with us. It's a really, really powerful night. Really was. My wife, Jessica, has been a member of a little group called Fans on the Run. Geez, I don't know, since 2005, I think, 2006, when she first saw Paul.
When she was this many.
My wife is.
Sorry.
My wife is in her 30s, and she's a musicologist. Her knowledge of music goes way, way, way back, and her love of the Beatles and Paul McCartney is just stunning to be part of. And she's reinfused me with a love of, you know, those things that I used to shun. If anybody had said to me, "You want to go wait at the garage door for the limo to show up?" What is it? Are you nuts? I'm not doing that. Anyway, that's one of the reasons that Limo Watch for McCartney is so special, because that group of people are at every arrival of every show, and he slows down the, you know, it's not a limousine now, it's like a Suburban or, you know, Cadillac. And he slows down and he rolls the window down and he points at people and waves and gives them a smile and a thumbs up and says, "See you tonight," and drives into the garage. And you can tell just from that small gesture, I know this doesn't sound like much, but that small gesture of deliberately slowing down the car, rolling down the window, and he moves to the side of the vehicle where he knows people are going to see him. And they set up a barrier. So, you know, his people set up a barrier along the sidewalk saying, "The car's going to be coming from that direction. So everybody stand here and Paul will be able to see you." Like, he has his people do that. And I have to tell you, you couldn't see it in my video because I screwed up the video. But
you can see it in Jess's video.
In Jess's video, you can see how close he is. And he looked right at me and he smiled and he waved. And I'm telling you, I trembled like a little boy. It was just such a big, big rush for me. You know, after 35 years of being the cool guy going, "I'm not doing that," I nearly burst into tears. It was like Paul McCartney waved at me. It was just great. It was great.